The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Lawrence, how do I start your show?
Do it the way that I would do it.
Okay, ready? Ray?
No, not.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you could do it. Go ahead.
Is that the way? I want to do it right.
You got to read?
Oh, I got to read. This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at CarX.com. Ray, let's go!
Yo, Holmes!
Lawrence Holmes.
Holmes runs it really well.
Noon to 2.
Holmes doing what Holmes does.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yo, Holmes!
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
You start looking at the betting numbers on this series. Things have changed. The environment has changed. Shout out to Bulls fans who made the trip to Milwaukee and infiltrated, because you could hear them. I heard people counting while Giannis was at the free throw line. I heard people yelling, chanting MVP when DeRozan was at the free throw line. Now we have to make sure as Chicagoans that if there are some folks from Milwaukee that make it down to the game, that their asses are drowned out with sound. I'm so looking forward to it. There is now legitimately a chance for them to win this series. All of that kind of goes away, though, if you lay an egg tonight on the west side. If you lay an egg tonight.
Kyle trots over the timeline, and Milwaukee comes into the United Center and wins two games convincingly over the Bulls. The final, Milwaukee 119 and the Bulls 95, and the Bucks lead the opening round series 3-1.
Oh, I think I'm gonna cry.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I'm not doing the bass drop thing. I'm just not doing it. Welcome back in on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I am Mark Grody in for Lawrence Holmes today until 2 o'clock here on The Score. Yeah, the Bulls laid an egg. Down 3-1 at the hands of the Milwaukee Bucks In this best of seven series, they lose, as Chuck Swirsky told you right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. 119-95. We will talk a lot about that Bulls game. We will talk a lot about the White Sox with James Fegan a little bit later on as they lose 6-4 in extras. If you didn't hear, Byron Buxton, the game-winning three-run homer off Liam Hendricks in the 10th. Lots of questions for our White Sox guy coming up here in just a little bit, Mr. Fegan. And Cubs score 21 one day and then lose to the Pirates the next day. I think that was pretty predictable. So it's all coming up here on The Score. Grody in for Holmes, and we'll get it rocking next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
With AC going out, obviously, I think I just had to play a little bit more de facto point guard and get downhill. And, you know, one guy isn't going to beat them, and they're crowding the paint. Once I break that first line of defense, they're sending guys into the lane and not letting me or DeMar pretty much try to beat them. So trust the pass, try to get guys open and put them in rotations like, you know, they were doing with us. I think we did a good job third quarter with that, but, you know, we got to get stops on the other end, too.
Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls talking about the lack of offense and the struggles the Bulls have had as we welcome you back into The Score. It is the Lawrence Holmes Show. Mark Grody filling in. The Bulls held under 100 again. They lose to the Bucks 119-95 yesterday. And even though Zach LaVine ended up leading the Bulls in scoring with the 24 points that he had and the 13 assists, as we talked about, in transition, there was something about all of the Bulls that felt empty. All of their, if it looked like they played well, it felt empty. LaVine with the 24 points and 13 assists, it didn't feel that way. It didn't feel like a quality 24, nor was I feeling the assists. The DeMar DeRozan with 23 points. The big problem for DeMar DeRozan was the fact that he was 0-for-5 from three-point territory. He just can't make threes. He just can't. Like, he misses them badly. It's not even close a lot of times. Like, you could see as soon as the ball leaves his hand, especially from the corner, like, the trajectory just doesn't look right. So that hurt the Bulls. And then, you know, Vucevic has been decent in this series. He's been active and obviously very good in the game that they won. But there he was again, Nikola Vucevic, like so many times this year. When he is off from three, it just does you no good. He was 1-for-6 from three, and it always seems like Vucevic's attempts are the wide-open ones. He was 1-for-6 from three, 5-for-14 for all. So there was defects in all of the main Bulls players. Even Patrick Williams, who did end up having a good game. And I get it. I'm being extra critical of all these Bulls players. But Patrick Williams had 20-and-10. That he ended up shooting strong. But in the second half, when it felt a little bit too late, it was a little late, and he missed some big shots early in the game. And again, ended up having a strong contest. But it just all of the Bulls players had defects in this game, and the Bucks were just spectacular in a 119-95 win. And I was talking about, and I couldn't quite get Dan and Lawrence to listen to me thoroughly, but I was trying to give them the comp of the 1988 Chicago Bulls. And again, that's the first year that the Jordan Bulls won a playoff series. They won the opening series against Cleveland. In round two, they play Detroit. The first of three straight years where they lost to the Detroit Pistons until they beat the Detroit Pistons and subsequently won the title. But in that year, this is Grant and Pippen's rookie year. So you have developing players like you do on this Bulls team, like Io DeSumo and Kobe White. You have developing players, and you have an incomplete team, a team that is going to need some change probably in this offseason. Not drastic change, but change that you can see and feel. And the change that the 1988 Chicago Bulls made in their offseason was one that was not popular at all when it went down. They traded Charles Oakley to the New York Knicks for a guy named Bill Cartwright, because he talked like that. And nobody really knew much about Cartwright. And everybody loved, Jordan loved Oakley, because essentially Charles Oakley, he was a very good player defensively, but was essentially like the bodyguard for the whole team. And it felt like on the floor, maybe even off the floor, was Jordan's personal bodyguard. So you lost that, but you gained Bill Cartwright, who turned out to be better because he did give you really strong defense in guarding opposing teams' big men when that meant something. And the fact that he did have a little bit an awkward offensive game, a very awkward shot, but he did give you a little bit more offensively. So the comps feel real to that, where the Bulls stole a game from Detroit in 1988 in game two. Everybody was excited. There wasn't the same feel in the city because there was no sports talk radio to make it feel really big and awesome. But everybody, okay, the Bulls stole a game at the Silverdome that they weren't supposed to get, and then they proceeded to get their asses kicked by Detroit in the next three games. And that's obviously what has happened to the Bulls. And it's been awful because like this whole season has been strange, because the first 25 games were so good for the Bulls, and the thought was, okay, this is way better than any of us thought. This is terrific. It had you thinking about things like winning multiple playoff series, and then they start to go downhill since the All-Star break, and then you just feel, okay, I'm just satisfied with what they accomplished at the beginning of the year. Then they win a playoff game against Milwaukee, and you're back in that same place where you have these high hopes, and then they are sucked out of you once again. So it's been, even though the expectations have never been high in general for the Bulls this year, it has been an emotional roller coaster for the Bulls like no other season. And let's continue to talk about the Bulls and the Bucks and Game 5 and the future of the Bulls with a guy who called the game, and that would be Bill Wennington of the Bulls Radio Network and of 670 The Score. Big Bill joins us next on the Lawrence Holmes Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Bio trots over the timeline. And Milwaukee comes into the United Center and wins two games convincingly over the Bulls. The final, Milwaukee 119 and the Bulls 95. And the Bucks lead the opening round series 3-1.
Man, I don't like sad, down Chuck Swirsky. I understand the dejection. He was speaking for all of us right there. That tone, but man, Chuckster, I don't want to hear that. I need smiles and dancing. Welcome back into the Lawrence Holmes Show. I'm Mark Rohde filling in here on The Score. Being here until 2 when it will be the Parkins and Spiegel Show featuring today Matt Spiegel and Gabe Ramirez. So we'll talk to them a little bit later on. Also going to get heavy into the White Sox with James Fegan of The Athletic in about 15 minutes from right now, 1 o'clock. But right now, we're keeping the Bulls talk going with Bill Wennington of the Bulls Radio Network, which is right here on 670 The Score. Bill joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You don't like sad Chuck Swirsky either, do you, Bill?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man? This is great, isn't it? We got jobs, we're working hard. It's a great day in Chicago to be alive, isn't it?
Is there something on Twitter that is motivational from you? Because if you want to complete the package, I need to see something on in writing in Twitter. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. There are many comfortable parking places in life. Give it to me, Bill.
No, it's you know what? Let's take a step back and look. And I know in a couple of the papers this morning they say the big picture doesn't look good. No, let's look at the big picture.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to last summer. Were the Bulls in the playoffs last year?
They were not.
They were not. So some changes made. AK made some changes, and everyone was thinking, all right, let's see what we can do. If the Bulls can get into a play-in game, that'll be great. Things will be good. It's a nice progression for a team that's rebuilding, trying to get itself back to where the promised land, so to speak. But lo and behold, great things happened early in the season, and everyone's expectation and hopes jumped tenfold. And here we are in the sixth seed, not in the playing games, in the sixth seed, playing the past world champions, the Milwaukee Bucks. I would love to see a young boxer come up and in his first match play the world champion. What would happen then? Would then you say this guy has no hope? Or do you put him through the ranks? He goes through trial and error, figures it out.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Bio trots over the timeline, and Milwaukee comes into the United Center and wins two games convincingly over the Bulls. The final, Milwaukee 119 and the Bulls 95, and the Bucks lead the opening round series 3-1.
Man, I don't like sad, down Chuck Swirsky. I understand the dejection. He was speaking for all of us right there. That tone, but man, Chuckster, I don't want to hear that. I need smiles and dancing. Welcome back into the Lawrence Holmes Show. I'm Mark Rohde filling in here on The Score. Being here until 2 when it will be the Parkins and Spiegel Show featuring today Matt Spiegel and Gabe Ramirez. So we'll talk to them a little bit later on. Also, going to get heavy into the White Sox with James Fegan of The Athletic in about 15 minutes from right now, 1 o'clock. But right now, we're keeping the Bulls talk going with Bill Wennington of the Bulls Radio Network, which is right here on 670 The Score. Bill joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You don't like sad Chuck Swirsky either, do you, Bill?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man? This is great, isn't it? We got jobs, we're working hard. It's a great day in Chicago to be alive, isn't it?
Is there something on Twitter that is motivational from you? Because if you want to complete the package, I need to see something on in writing in Twitter. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. There are many comfortable parking places in life. Give it to me, Bill.
No, it's you know what? Let's take a step back and look. And I know in a couple of the papers this morning they say the big picture doesn't look good. No, let's look at the big picture.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to last summer. Were the Bulls in the playoffs last year?
They were not.
They were not. So some changes made. AK made some changes, and everyone was thinking, all right, let's see what we can do. If the Bulls can get into a play-in game, that'll be great. Things will be good. It's a nice progression for a team that's rebuilding, trying to get itself back to where the promised land, so to speak. But lo and behold, great things happened early in the season, and everyone's expectation and hopes jumped tenfold. And here we are in the sixth seed, not in the playing games, in the sixth seed, playing the past world champions, the Milwaukee Bucks. I would love to see a young boxer come up and in his first match play the world champion. What would happen then? Would then you say this guy has no hope? Or do you put him through the ranks, he goes through trial and error, figures it out, and then finally is contender and then plays the champ, he has a chance. This is the Bulls' first year with this team in the playoffs. Am I disappointed right now? Absolutely I am. But in the big picture, this is the first step of getting back to where you want to be. And you know what? These games, we're learning. We're finding out what we need to have, what needs to happen. We need to play tougher at times. We need to our bench has to step up more. We're not shooting consistently at all. We're learning. We're finding things out. So in the big picture, I think we are where we're supposed to be. Now, looking where we are and after coming in and having a nice win in game two, I'm very disappointed. And I get it. I was disappointed last night as Chuck was during the game. But in the big picture, the Bulls are realistically probably right where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I love your attitude, and I absolutely love the analogy, Bill Wennington. What I want to ask you then is, and that, you're right, the young boxer coming up is going to get knocked out by the champ, and you don't think that they're going to stay down. Let's just take it from there then. If the Bulls are to eventually contend, say, next year, does there need to be like succinct, concrete change on this roster, or is it a matter of the guys on this team getting better?
It's both. I think there has to be some change. We're showing right now that the consistency of our depth has not been there. I think there's true growing experience right now for our young players. And unfortunately, in these last two games, they've gotten to play a little bit more, but they're getting real experience and finding out what it's like and how different the playoffs are. There's three seasons in the NBA season: the preseason, the regular season, and the playoffs. And all three of them are very different in every aspect of the game. How coaches prepare for them, how the referees referee the games, and how players play in the games. Because everything goes on the line and it gets more and more stressful, but I guess that's the word, stressful in each case. In the beginning of the season, you're trying to get your rhythm. You're trying to make a roster. Regular season, you're trying to win games to prepare yourself to get ready for the playoffs. In the playoffs, it's do or die, and the pressure's on, and it's more physical. Referees let a little bit more go in the playoffs. But there's growing pains, and AK and Mark Eversley have to look at the team and see what they see. That's why they get paid the big bucks, to make all the big hard decisions and decide whether this team can grow and just be better naturally, just by watering the roots a little bit and get things going, or do we have to add a little something or take something away to make it better? And that's why they get paid the big bucks in the summertime, to try and figure it out. And I thought, you know, last year they did a great job and made this team special. And I say special in the fact that, you know, here we are taking the natural progression that we were supposed to take and made it really exciting while doing it.
Bill, what has happened since the game two victory for the Bulls? What has happened in these games other than the Bucks being the defending world champs?
Well, I think what's happened is now, if you go back and look at game one, the rotations were tight for both teams. And when Middleton goes down, and Bobby Portis, remember, got hurt in that game as well. So he really didn't play in game two. They have stepped it up. they have been there before. They have players on that team that have won a championship. They have young players that are new filling in, but have been around. And you got to love what Grayson Allen's doing. You got to love what Bobby Portis has done in these things. And they've stepped up and played well. And the Bulls have not been able to match that intensity for 48 minutes. They've done it for parts of the games. They've come back and they've made it interesting. But for the whole game, they just have not been able to answer what Milwaukee's doing. And besides that, Giannis is pretty good. He was doing things last night, or yesterday afternoon, excuse me, that were just amazing. And not only his big, tall, and extremely explosive and athletic, he's strong. He really was bumping guys out of the way, clearing space with his forearms and his arms to go back up and just dunk offensive rebounds and putbacks was just amazing. And then his ability to put the ball on the floor and his footwork for such a big man and the quickness he has is quite amazing.
Talking to Bill Wennington here on the Lawrence Holmes Show. I'm Mark Grody filling in for Lawrence today until 2 o'clock on the score. Something that has been a common occurrence for Bulls against good teams this year is something that happened to them in the third quarter yesterday. The Bulls go on that 11-0 run, then a 17-3 run altogether. It's 68-60. The Bulls have closed the gap to 8. Then Giannis hits a couple baskets. Grayson Allen just hitting another 3 like he has been doing this entire series. And all of a sudden, it's an 11-0 run the other way for Milwaukee. How does that happen when the Bulls are in the midst of a run like that where they have all the momentum and then it just falls off the table?
Well, every team when you're down is going to make a run. And every team when you're up is going to falter and then come back. And what the Bulls have to do is they have to play consistent all the time. And I think the Bulls get marred into their isolation offense a little bit too much. Billy Donovan has said it. We don't get many easy baskets. I think in the first half, we had a bunch of fast break points and easy buckets, but then we stopped doing that in the second half. And when our offense gets successful, and when I say our offense, our isolation offense, when Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan start to make a lot of shots, we become very stagnant. And it's a great thing when they're making shots, but when they're not making shots, then we can't just stand still. We have to start having cuts. If you look at what every other team has done to the Bulls the last month of the season, and especially Milwaukee now in the playoffs, they're making that extra pass. When the Bulls do a great job, and they have done it many times, on blocking Giannis out from the basket, what's Giannis doing? He's finding the open man. Mm-hmm. And then that man will either have a wide open shot or moves the ball on almost like a hockey assist to the next guy, but the Bulls just can't rotate out. There is no way a team can run as fast as another team can pass the ball. And that is really what I think is a nice thing about what Milwaukee's doing right now. Forget about the talent on the team, the players. They're just playing basketball and moving the basketball quickly. They're not hesitating. They're finding the next open man, and they're making the right passes at the right time, and the guys are hitting shots for them. So that's hard to come by. And the Bulls have to figure out a way to, one, either stop Giannis, but still maintain that presence on perimeter shooters so they don't get those quick open shots. But to be honest with you, Milwaukee is just playing really well moving the basketball right now.
And they lead the series 3-1, game 5, Wednesday in Milwaukee. Chuck Swirsky and Bill Wennington will be on the call. When you're in a predicament like that, as the Bulls are, as Milwaukee is shown to be the better team so far in this series, they don't have to play tightly in this game. Is there a different mentality we got nothing to lose mentality for the Bulls at this point?
Mark, that's exactly it. But you have to go into every game knowing or at least thinking you got a chance to win. And the Bulls do. They have a chance to win. They won game 2. They have a chance to win. But they're going to have to play well, and they got nothing to lose. I don't think at this point anyone expects the Bulls to win the series. But every game you win is the experience that you need to grow for next season and the following seasons. So you have to go out there and play hard. And that's all anyone could ask for right now, is that the Bulls go out there and compete. And hopefully they can compete for 48 minutes. And if they can't compete for 48, I hope it's 35. And you just hope they don't compete for 20 and it's over. But you got to have that mindset to go out there and play. Otherwise, we don't play the games. We just, at the start of the season, we look at the numbers, analytics takes over, and we crown our champion.
They surprised us once. Maybe they'll do it again, Bill. Thank you so much. Great stuff, man.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot, brother. And, you know, don't worry. Be happy.
Okay. And stop messing with our producer, by the way. He thought he got your voicemail.
I know.
Bye, Bill.
All right. Take care, Mark. Bye.
I love Bill Wennington. I'd love to just goof off with him for an hour, but I know that you guys probably wouldn't appreciate that. So the Bulls lose to the Bucks 119-95 in rough fashion, and it was even rougher for the White Sox, who lose to Minnesota 6-4 at the last second in the game yesterday in Minnesota. We will talk all things White Sox next with James Feegan of The Athletic. I'm Mark Grody in for Lawrence Holmes here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.